We are back on the game. John Kurtz, Tyler Dreiling, Mitch Fortner all with you. NewsRadioKMan.com, the on-demand tab for the podcast after the show if you missed any of Cliff Revelto in the first hour. First women's outdoor track and field Big 12 title for K-State since 2002 this weekend. At 5:40, biggest upset of the sports weekend. I'm sure you are unaware. We will make sure that you are aware in a little over 10 minutes. For now, this is something that Tyler and I recorded as soon as he got in here and we started prepping for the show earlier today because I wanted to make sure that after a weekend in Colorado, a vacation, I took the first part of the day off today, so I was not really paying attention to anything there. I was just trying to get everything back in order. You got laundry, like I had to cook some food for the week, just run errands, get everything in order. I paid little to no attention to sports over the weekend at all. It was pretty off the grid. Couldn't even get cell phone service a lot of the time. So I had Tyler come up with five questions to go ahead and test me on what happened over the sports weekend to see just how off the grid I was. And without further ado, here is what we recorded earlier today. All right, so over the weekend, I was out of town. I left on Friday, went to Colorado Springs, Colorado, to see a couple of friends that now live out there. And I was completely detached. I did not pay very much attention to sports at all, which happens in general over the weekend. But if I'm here, I'm around things, I have more time to sit around and not do anything, I'm going to check my phone, I'm going to look into things. I would have caught some of the Royals games and all that. But, I mean, I'm in a different market. I remember twice sitting down at a bar and being like, all right, cool, I'll watch some of the Royals game. And then it's like, oh, no, it's the Rockies. So
we were doing pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, I could tell you maybe a little bit more about the Rockies than anything else. But I just really, you know, whether it's K-State, I know the scores. I'll give you that ahead of time. I know what happened in general in the K-State baseball series, but not too many of the details. I know that the Royals won some games, right? Won a series over the weekend. I mean,
I'm not giving anything away.
Yeah, well, see, that's where I'm at. So this is recorded before the show, before we get into actually preparing what we're going to do for the show. I mean, I was gone all weekend, and I took the first half of today off just to get my life back in order, so I didn't really pay much attention to what was going on this morning either. I've been doing laundry and running errands all morning. So Tyler's going to give me you have four or five?
Five.
Tyler's going to give me five questions about the sports weekend, and we're going to see just how dumb I am about what happened this
weekend. Or just
weekend.
How off the grid you were, pretty much.
Well, yeah, sure, off the grid. But now that we're listening to this in the second hour of the show, you're all going to feel really dumb for listening to me for so much of this show based on the knowledge that I had going into this whole deal. So without further ado, let's first things first. Let me ask you, how many? What would you put the over under at as far as how many of these you'll get right?
Yeah, I know one for sure you'll get right. I would say.
Well, then why would you put it in there?
Because I needed a fifth one. I was at four, okay, and I needed to throw in a fifth one.
Okay.
So I'm gonna make you feel good to start the whole thing.
Okay.
I would say 2.5.
About
50%. So we'll see.
Yeah, that's a good over under because I would say I'd probably get 2 or 3.
All right. So let's find out.
I'll believe in me. Let's go 3.
Okay. You said you know quite a bit about the K-State baseball series, which you should.
It's quite a bit debatable. But, yeah.
But K-State, it was overall a disappointing weekend, dropping the first two games and then winning yesterday. But they got a fantastic performance yesterday from a starting pitcher who today was named Big 12 Pitcher of the Week. Who was it?
I do know that. Big Country Casey Ford.
Casey Ford.
Yeah.
7 innings.
Like him. I've liked him since seeing him pitch out in Florida back in February. He's been one of my guys. Went through a lull in the middle of the season, but he's coming through. You would have told me they were going to get 7 shutout innings from Casey Ford, and like that was going to be the one game of the series that they won. I would have thought you were crazy.
Yeah. But, they had some chances in the first two games. I actually, because they had all three games on TV, I was able to watch a lot of that series. It was disappointing they weren't able to win the series, but good outing from Casey Ford, and he's your Big 12 Pitcher of the Week.
Okay, so I'm 1 for 1 on questions from the sports weekend.
Yes.
I was off the grid, so we're testing me here.
All right. Yesterday, the Spurs blew a 25-point lead to the Warriors in Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals after losing one of their players to injury. Who was it that they lost to injury totally changed the game?
Well, I mean, they lost Kawhi Leonard like the series before, right?
Mm-hmm. So that's... But he played yesterday.
Oh. So it's not Kawhi Leonard.
It could be. I'm just saying he played yesterday. I didn't say he didn't get re-injured.
Well, he's like the one guy that could... I would think
they've
would
got LaMarcus Aldridge. They've got Manu Ginobili.
Yeah, but I just keep hearing people talk about Kawhi. just from afar. So I'm going to stick with my guns here. I know he was hurt last series. I'll say Kawhi Leonard.
It was Kawhi Leonard, yes.
Okay.
Yes. Right. He kind of re-aggravated the ankle and left for like a few minutes and then came back and hurt it again, left the rest of the day. They were up by 25 at that time, and the Warriors just ran him out of the building after that. So it was a pretty crazy game one from what I'm told, but I don't really watch much of the NBA. But it was a big story yesterday.
Okay, well, I'm 2 for 2.
So you're 2 for 2.
All off right. The grid, this sports weekend does not matter.
Yesterday, in the Royals-Orioles game, it featured a home run that Ned Yost, after the game, called it the hardest hit ball he has ever seen in Kauffman Stadium. Who hit it?
Okay.
Who hit it for the Royals yesterday?
Oh, it was for the Royals.
It was for the Royals.
Oh,
yes.
Damn it, because I was going to be like Chris Davis.
Nope.
It's like I remember seeing at one point on my Score mobile app, it popped up and said Chris Davis homered. So it was better than that Hosmer homer from like a couple, was that a couple weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
He hit
yep.
the longest homer in the majors.
Yep.
Oh, geez. Okay, I legitimately have no idea. Give me the info again. Ned Yost said it was the hardest hit home run he's ever seen at Kauffman?
At Kauffman Stadium, yep.
Oh, man. Okay.
And he's seen some pretty hard hit ones. That Mike Trout one from a few years ago, I remember.
Yeah.
This one went over. This one went over all three walls in center field.
I don't know why, but I'm having a feeling. This has got no real logic behind this, other than I just have a feeling like Salvi.
It was not Salvador Perez. In fact, okay. Salvador Perez didn't even play yesterday. He had the day off.
Lovely.
Yeah, and Drew Butera went 3 for 4 with a homer. So so that's kind of
funny. Was it Butera?
No, it was Jorge Soler, his first home run as a Royal, and he absolutely crushed it. It was ridiculous.
Oh, I'm excited to go see this
now. Oh, yeah.
Soler's like one of my guys.
According to StatCast, it only got 55 feet above the ground. Like, it was a laser that was hit ridiculously hard. It was a pretty good highlight. But
okay.
Yeah.
Well,
so, all right, you're two for three.
2 for 3.
Okay.
Questions from the sports weekend. I was off the grid. We're seeing just how off the grid I was.
But these are going to get a little bit tougher for you, I think, coming down the stretch here. All right. So on Friday, the Premier League title was locked up.
Oh, what the hell is this?
Who won it? Who won the Premier League?
Well, funny enough, I think you're trying to go way out of the realm here. I'm not sure I would have paid attention to this had I been back.
You would have heard about it, because it's on SportsCenter.
I will say this. Sunday, I went to breakfast or brunch, and it was like 11 o'clock. We go to this restaurant, and if the food had been on time, like the service had been good on time, it would have been okay. I would not have gotten so bored to pay attention to the 100 TVs that were around there, but they were all on different things. It was like bowling and crazy stuff, because Sunday, it's Mother's Day. I happened to look to my left, and one of the TVs for like 10 minutes was just on this scene of people down on the field, and I just paid attention. I just looked at it for a little bit, and I was like, Tottenham. I think it was Tottenham that there was like all these people like walking around on the field. So I'd imagine it has to be Tottenham.
The title was clinched at Tottenham Stadium. That's why you saw some Tottenham signage there, but it was not Tottenham that was celebrating. It was my team, Chelsea. Chelsea won the Premier League this year.
Great. I feel great for Chelsea.
Yeah.
Those long-suffering Chelsea fans.
Yeah, second title in 3 years.
God, man, I thought I had that. I really thought I had that, because that was just a random freak occurrence.
Yeah.
I didn't even know the Premier League was winding down. I just...
All right, so you're 2 out of 4. And
this is for the over-under was set at 2.5, so this is literally whether I win or Tyler wins on how off the grid I was this weekend.
All right, so this weekend, back in the days when the BCS was still around in college football, you had the 4 like BCS bowls, and then people kind of referred to the Cotton Bowl as being the 5th BCS bowl. It wasn't technically, but it was like the next best thing. Well, in golf, they have the Players' Championship, which is not one of the 4 majors, but people refer to the Players' Championship as kind of the 5th major.
God, you're going golf, too.
Like I know. I'm going golf, too. Now, I'm not going to ask you who won it, because I don't think you would have a chance to get that. It's the youngest winner in the history of the event. From which country does he hail?
From which country?
From which country.
Who
yes.
won? Did you tell me who won?
No, I'm not telling you who won. No,
so
he was 21 years old.
A 21-year-old won from...
The Players' Championship.
Won the Players' Championship and is from...
I will tell you this. He is not American.
So think of other countries. I'm going to object to this question if there's not any like real significance to the country he's from.
Not really. I just didn't want to ask you his name, because that's ridiculously hard to like for you to just name a golfer or something like that.
I object to this question. You should have just asked me another question about the Royals game or something.
Oh boy.
I have no idea, man. Where do golfers come from? Where do golfers
kind of like?
Where do babies come from, Mom?
kind of like baseball. You've got a lot of good golfers that are from.
Yeah, I mean, I like Puerto Rico.
No, Cuba. You got to go the other direction. It's South Korea. South Korea.
Oh, South.
Siwoo Kim was the name of the Players Championship.
Okay, all right. You know what? I will give you that just because
I couldn't have told you his name.
Well, because had I seen the name, like if I would have just been aware to see the name, I would have at least had a pretty good guess.
Yeah.
As far as what that was. So I'll come back around. All right. Well, I lost. I only got two right from the sports weekend. You literally could have done questions from the Royals series, and
I didn't know you were that detached from the entire Royals series. They swept the Orioles. They swept the best team in the AL East.
Breaking news. Yeah. I wish Mitch was here right now so I could have him hit the breaking news. Royals swept the Orioles. All right, boys.
Well, yeah.
It was a great sports weekend. As you can tell, I enjoyed my vacation. So I failed the test, just 2 of 5. All right, if you took Tyler's side and had the under there, you won. I only got 2 of the 5 questions correct after a hot start. I faded fast. And, Mitch, just to clarify here, Mitch asked me this during the break. The reason we pre-recorded is because when we really started getting into the show, I knew I was then going to have to immerse myself in information that would provide me some of the answers potentially to the questions. So that's why we had to record it and didn't wait until we were live doing the show there. I hope that came across before we just ran that.
What time did you come in today?
We did that around 3.
Yeah, it was okay. Probably like 3. I was here at 2. So I basically worked on some other things that didn't have to do with the show. I was trying as hard as I could to stay away. I read up on track, and I did a couple other things that I needed to do here before we could actually record once Tyler came.
I'm very surprised that you did it. You almost went a full day without finding out the Royals swept Baltimore.
Yeah, I didn't quite realize that.
That is amazing.
I did not quite realize that. I mean, I knew they were playing well, just judging from like the random score blasts I would get from the app on my phone. But I just didn't, you know, wasn't connecting the dots.
And
there.
You did see
not
the
top of mind.
You did see the Jorge Soler home run after we finished.
Went back
it.
And watched it.
Yeah.
So that's the only Royals that I saw this weekend. You can't be serious in just over 10 minutes. When we come back, I guarantee you do not know about the biggest upset of the sports weekend. This time it's really coming on the other side.